Hey, everybody, welcome to the Seashore edition of America Tonight. What a place to broadcast from, huh? Just a few feet away from the ocean. This is Kate Delaney, as always, the skipper of this ship. Interesting times we live in. Lots of people talking about fears over going to theaters now, and worried many theater owners are of what could possibly happen across the country. It's the whole copycat syndrome. We're going to dive into that this hour. In the meantime, the first Colorado shooting victim, a 52-year-old man who was loved in his community, a lot of people turned out to honor his life, was one of the first funerals to happen. In fact, here's what one of the funeral goers had to say.
It was just a great memorial and just uplifting him.
Yeah, and uplifting is the word that seems to be heard across the board when you look at blogs and when you see what people have written and we listen to some of the interviews that have been done by family members who are talking about the people who were killed, 12 people in all. And nearly 1 in 3 Coloradans, or about 1.5 million, this is interesting, and this weighs into the public debate about health insurance, believe it or not, have no health insurance or have coverage that's inadequate. So while that's going on, I mean, the highest uninsured rate with adults, 18 to 34, you had several of the people who were shot who have hospitals saying that they're just going to waive the fees. They're just going to do it. They're going to waive the fees, the copay, everything else, anything that they can. 3 of 5 hospitals where any of those victims were sent said they're going to limit the bills. They don't know what's going to happen with long-term care and what's going to be covered there, but they're hoping they'll be able to do that too, because guess what? So many were uninsured. And what they're saying, especially the Children's Hospital in Colorado, is saying they're going to use donations and charity care to fund any of the expenses of the uninsured. For those who do have insurance, they're going to waive those copays, like I said, for shooting victims that they're treating, any of them that they're treating. So the circumstances have a sad twist, since many of the people who were shot were young. So they were part of that uninsured brigade, and they've got hospital bills, mounting hospital bills that they're facing. Of course, one of the lawsuits has already been filed against Warner Brothers. The Dark Knight Rises, the film that came out, is in the middle of this. It, one lawsuit, anyway, could be more piling up, and it may be a class action suit is what I'm hearing. And the Warner Brothers people have contributed, the studio, $2 million to help people pay their bills, the medical bills. And you've got people trying to raise money also online because of the statistic that I just told you. So 150 people were at the first Aurora Theater shooting victims funeral. You heard the little snippet there of one of the people who had gone to the funeral. And this was the oldest victim, as I said, 52 years old. Remember, you had mostly younger people, but not all, because he was the oldest, taking teenagers to the movies. It was Gordon Cowden, who was the father, who wanted his kids to be able to go to see Batman and was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And he was a businessman, and his children luckily escaped unharmed. Now, there's other memorials that are planned for these victims. He was one of the 12 killed, and this is just the first one, and there'll be several others, obviously, to follow. Because here on America Tonight, as much as everybody is fascinated with James Holmes and what's going to happen with him, whether or not he gets the whether or not the prosecutors go for the death penalty or gets life in prison, the aspect of gun control, you have the president today calling for pulling assault rifles completely. Why isn't there a ban on assault rifles? And mega conversation, not just here on these airwaves, but across the board on what is it that needs to be done in this country? Do we need to pull guns? And you know how I feel about that. We keep talking about the Second Amendment. And as a country, do we really believe that if you completely took guns away, completely took the right to bear arms away, would we be that much safer? As many of you who called into the show said, really, how about the amount of ammunition? How about the bigger weapons? How about the assault weapons versus, you know, handguns? And I think we have not certainly on this show had the last of those discussions. In fact, next week we're going to have a couple of different experts on who will talk about all sides of this. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we are going to lighten the load. It is the Olympics, remember, opening ceremonies on Friday. So we have our medal count contest where you can guess how many medals you think the U.S. is going to win. Once you weigh in our third hour of our next show, you own that total, which means if you correctly nail it, you'll clean out the America Tonight prize closet. Now, we have mini prizes for anybody who guesses golds and silvers and bronzes. You can throw that in, too. So, in other words, you can take one swipe at it, or four if you want to go all the way through the medals. It's just numbers. It's just numbers. Anna in Texas emailed, what do I need to do to know more about the Olympics? It's easy. There's all kinds of places where you can get Olympic information, and we're going to talk about that, like I said, with somebody who wanted to win a gold medal, was there in the middle of all the chaos in the Munich Games, and has gone on to really mentally help so many athletes, big-name athletes, get over their fears or struggles they're having with whatever particular sport that they're in. So can't wait to talk to him. Also, we're going to hit the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. A lot of people still weighing in on the Aurora tragedy, and what were the lessons, if anything, did we learn? Are more people doing that condition yellow thing that we heard from one of our guests where you do a 360, and it's not that you're filled with fear, but when you're in a crowded situation in these theaters or in the middle of a giant group of people, you look around, you really take in all your surroundings to know where the exits are, to kind of scan some of the faces in the crowd, and I think more people are trying to heed some of those little tips that are out there to feel safer anyway. Whenever something happens, immediately the reaction is fast and furious. We talked about the fact that more people have background checks now. The FBI, more requests for that in the last 5 days since the Friday massacre. So many more people are applying for those licenses and shooting up, you know, 40% in Colorado, and who knows what the rest of the country looks like. We don't have those statistics yet, but we will once we finish out the month, and I'm going to bet that they're pretty high. I think that not just in Colorado, but elsewhere, because so much of the buzz, so much of the conversation is over Aurora, and could this happen to me, and are we safe in crowds anymore? That and so much more coming up on ATN, the Seashore Edition. We're talking Olympics next. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I'm excited. I'm ready to roll. I love watching the Olympics. Very pleased to welcome to America tonight somebody who knows what it's like to be part of an Olympic Games representing the United States, Lanny Basham. He was there in 1972 at the Munich Games and was going for the gold in international rifle shooting. And what's interesting is he ended up taking the silver, which you and I would think, wow, the silver, that's amazing. But he says it was a mental breakdown, a failure, and frustrated with what happened and the way he performed, guess what he started to do? He talked to gold medalists to figure out what they were doing differently to win, and now it's become a career for Lanny, and what a career it's been. Some of the top athletes, biggest names in sports that you've heard of, for sure. He's worked with them because he created a system of mental control called mental management, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But Lanny, he's in our green room. We spared no expense. I think we gave him our gold medal latte. Hey, Lanny, thanks for coming on.
How are you?
I'm good. The you heard my intro there. What was it like for you in your head when you were getting ready for the games and wow, you knew, okay, you were going to represent you go through the opening ceremonies, that whole thing. I'm assuming you were at the opening ceremonies. What was it like at the time for you in Munich? Because, you know, this is, and I'll ask you about this in a second, but this is a big year because of the 40th anniversary of what happened at Munich.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always a big thrill for us to, or for anyone to make an Olympic team. And one of the memories I have is going into the opening ceremonies and, you're talking to teammates and you're standing in line for quite a while and you can't wait to get it over with because it's, you know, you're standing in line for a couple of hours. But finally we start walking into the stadium and just as soon as we got on the track, and we see 80,000 people, my knees buckled. I mean, I actually said, "Oh my gosh, you know, I'm actually in the opening ceremony of the Olympics," and that was quite a memorable experience there. To be there and to be part of it. That's a great experience for anybody.
Yeah, you certainly had many, many records. You dominated your sport. You won 22 world individual and team titles. You set 4 world records. And you eventually did, by the way, I want to tell everybody the other part of this story, you did eventually win a gold medal in Montreal in 1976. So what was the difference for you between 72 and 76? Was it that conversations that you had with other gold medalists that helped push you over the top?
Well, it was discovering mental management. It was discovering a system of how to manage the mind under pressure. The problem in 72 wasn't that I didn't know how to shoot. My practice scores were good enough to win the gold medal in 72. But there was something missing between my ears, and I needed to find out what that was. And so interviewing these Olympic gold medalists, I got information that I just didn't have. And I was able to create a system, and I used it to win the World Championships in 1974. And by the Olympics, I was number one ranked shooter in the world before 1976, and I'd won all the big tournaments leading up to it because this system worked. So in 76, the experience was totally different. Although it was a lot more pressure on me because I was favored to win, but I had this system and made all the difference in the world. It was I was much more in control, I enjoyed the games a lot because I knew that I was going to perform at pretty much the top of my ability, and as it turned out, I needed every bit of control to win. It was by the narrowest of margins.
The and you've worked with all kinds of people with trying to overcome what it is in their head, like you say, between their ears, what makes the biggest difference, not just athletes, but other people in the world of business, too. You've worked with some Olympians. Any Olympians we might know maybe in these games?
Oh, I don't know that. You know, Olympic athletes don't end up being the most famous people in the world. An Cho Lee won a gold medal in the Olympics for Korea. He was the first Olympian gold medalist for shooting for South Korea. Was our student. Abhinav Bindra won a gold medal. He's a client of ours who won a gold medal in Beijing in rifle. What was interesting about him is he is the only individual Olympic gold medalist India has ever had. And so when he got home, the prime minister of the country was waiting for him at the airport, and he's kind of a rock star in India, and he will be competing this year again. We teach, or the number one Olympic archer in the world is our client. He happens to be an American, which is good. Brady Ellison. I could think probably your listeners might know some of the golfers that I work with, though. Fred Funk and Justin Leonard and Jerry Kelly and Ben Crane. So we do an awful lot of work with the PGA Tour.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up they're huge names in golf. Fred Funk, what a great personality he is. How do you get him to stand still? I've interviewed him several times, Lanny, and he just moves kind of from foot to foot, and he's the biggest jokester on the planet. I think he has such a great personality.
He really is, and he's he takes that to the course with him, and I think he's just one of those guys where this kind of expressive personality really helps him. And that's really good for his game. Now, not everybody can respond the way he does, but that's what makes these guys so interesting. Working with them and seeing their personalities come through.
Yeah, Justin Leonard is another name. I mean, he's somebody who hoisted the claret jug, and he seems like he's. It seems like he's starting to turn a corner. Do you feel pretty happy with how Justin's, how he's been lately?
I wish he would come back and work with me a little bit. It's been a couple of years since I worked with him. Right now we're working with Ben Crane.
Mm.
I'll be at Firestone with him next week. I think that the players have I should say that golf is a sport that attracts self-reliant people. And for them to seek help in any way, whether it's a swing coach or a mental coach, they have to be in a position where they're either on top and want to stay there, or they're trying to get back to the top spot. Working with Ben Crane has been great because this is my fifth year with him. I've been working I still work with Fred Funk. So, you know, we've been working with him since 2007. Mm. And so some of the guys will come in and they'll take, I've worked with them for a year and then they forget, like, okay, that's what I needed, and they go off but some of them will work with every year for multiple years, like we've been with Crane.
Yeah. We have like a minute left, but of course, you know what happened in Munich. Obviously, you were there. The 11 Israelis that were killed as part of that hostage crisis. Do you remember what was going on when that happened?
Yeah, the Israelis were, Rome was in the same quadrangle as the U.S. team. So we were on the bottom floor, they were on the second floor, and my room was just across the hall from the quadrangle, so I could look up out my back door and see that balcony. There's a famous picture of the guy with the hood and the AK-47 walking up and down the balcony outside the door. Mm. That was no further away than 25 meters from me.
Wow.
And so we could look outside the door. It was interesting. The entire United States Olympic shooting team was in the room with our guns.
Mm.
The ammo was on the range. We didn't have any ammunition, but we had our guns.
Yeah, but you were there.
Obviously, we thought maybe it'd be best if we didn't get involved with that. But I think it'll be special this year because everyone will be reminded, of course, of that and the loss of life that occurred there.
Right, of the tragedy. Lanny Basham, thanks so much. Always fun to chat with you. We appreciate it. Have fun watching the Olympics.
I sure will. I will be. It's my favorite time every 4 years.
I know. I agree with you, Lanny. Hang with us, everyone. We'll be back with more.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Like to be in the Olympics in the opening ceremonies. You heard him say 80,000 people in the stadium and how his knees buckled. I can just imagine what's running through someone's head when they realize the enormity, I guess, of the situation. No matter what sport you're in, you're representing the United States. So this is what we do, our medal count contest, because we know people are into the Olympics. I definitely am into the Olympics. I'm like Lanny. It's my favorite. You get involved in the stories and what it took for somebody to get there, and it's you know, pretty much across the board, almost anything I'll watch in the Olympics. And I have a feeling that this is going to be a good year for the U.S. Not in every sport, however. There are some obvious sports that the U.S. should do well. Swimming, Michael Phelps, how many is he going to end up winning? How many golds? And I think he sets the record probably for the U.S. overall most decorated golds, we'll call it, of any member of any team USA. But he still has to be able to do it, and he's got major competition in the pool this time around in London. So time will tell once we go through these days into August and the games wrap up, how many medals in all will the U.S. have? I'm thinking it's, you know, 108 or so. 108, 100, whatever, maybe a few less, 105. But my guess doesn't count. Your guess will count when we do that in our next show, third hour. Don't forget, keep this number handy, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're going to hit the email at the tail end of the hour, but one of the big things that happened today on the Hill had nothing to do with guns, although there's lots of conversation in the hallways, and the president is talking about limiting some gun use because of what happened in Colorado. I mean, really, when I talk about what are people talking about across America, what's the common denominator besides the weather, which always is, it's this, it's Colorado. So this kind of got pushed into the background. I say kind of, but the Senate voted to approve the Democratic proposal to partially extend the Bush-era tax rates. So this is how it works. Taxes will rise for anybody who's making over $250,000. It was a tight vote, 51-48. So the current rates, if you're in $250,000 or less, stay. This was after the Senate rejected the GOP push to extend the rates for everyone, including anybody who made over $250,000. That's the magical line of demarcation. Because remember, there was a lot of argument, even from many Democrats in New Jersey and in New York, who said $250,000 here is not the same as in other places. Are you kidding me with the $250,000? It should be half a mil. So that didn't work. That argument didn't work. The Democrats went out here. And the approval of the plan very late on Wednesday afternoon might not really mean anything because the Republicans have a majority in the House. They'll reject the bill, I guarantee it, at least procedurally anyway. They'll talk about the provision that revenue bills are supposed to start in the House. Wait a second, are we talking about money here? It's supposed to start with us, not in your chamber. You screwed it up. Forget it. The floor of the Senate Wednesday, though, certainly was hot political debate, fiery, back and forth, throwing leverage in all kinds of directions, bouncing off the walls. The Republicans saying increasing taxes on people who make money would stifle any possibility of job creation because their business would be affected. So why would they try to even extend themselves? They wouldn't try to do that. And the Democrats are saying that's a bunch of crap and it's overblown and that the rich have to contribute more to the deficit reduction push, the efforts there. And, you know, it was just more of that bickering back and forth, you know, like a couple of old ladies over bingo chips or something. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous, isn't it? So poor politics once again on display on the Hill. But here's the bottom line. If Congress is unable to come up with any agreement by January 1st over the tax rates, over the taxes, over the expiring rates, taxes go up for everyone. And so the theory is if you do that, the middle class doesn't spend. They're not going to spend what they don't have, whether it wasn't there initially or not. So it will add to a sluggish overall economy in the U.S. The White House says if the tax rates aren't renewed, families earning less than $250,000 would see tax increases. And, you know, the CBO backs that up, probably about $1,600. So that's what would be added, theoretically. As I said, this is money from before that you weren't necessarily thinking about, but the bottom line is now at this point you're used to it, so it would be like taking, you know, picking your pocket of $1,600 or more, I guess, in some cases. So this was pretty big, except for the fact that the House will pounce on it, so where's it going to go? It's just more hot air, more C-SPAN action, more TV time in districts, I think, for some of the people that were the most passionate. You know, your Mitch McConnells, your Harry Reid's, whatever, they probably get the most TV time. But is it really going to matter? Is it going to amount to anything? And the answer is no, it's not going to amount to anything because it's going to be shot down, so to speak, in the House, because they're going to ask for a re-rack. All right, speaking of re-rack, I mentioned this at the top, so I want to give you the payoff on this. Everybody's weighing in, of course, on gun use because of the Colorado massacre. Most politicians are backing off of the conversation, especially in an election year, worried how it will play out, I think, in their districts, especially with the high emotions right now over how safe are we in America. Here we go again, another shooting, only this time innocent people at a movie theater at the hands of a 24-year-old grad school dropout who opened fire at the new Batman movie, who used a shotgun, a semi-automatic rifle, and a handgun in the shooting, and another handgun was found in his car. All added up 6,000 rounds of ammunition. Some people are saying, listen, stricter gun laws would make it tougher for him to carry out this attack. He wouldn't have been able to do it. Or others who want to try and do the same thing, they'll find themselves unable to be able to get their hands on the weaponry that he was. So the president said that it shouldn't be controversial to make the case that a mentally unbalanced person shouldn't be able to get a gun so easily. And he's saying you need to step up background checks for people who want to get guns. And we should have a consensus on combating this violence. It's interesting because I don't think most people are going to chide him for saying, well, mentally unbalanced people shouldn't have access to guns. I mean, you think so? Remember, in the mid-90s, Congress approved the 10-year ban on 19 types of military assault weapons. So they thought that this, once it came back up again, boom, that would be no problem. But as in all laws and bills, what happens? They stuff them with so many other things. So when the assault weapon ban lapsed, First of all, the Democrats, it was like, oh, did we really fight for that for so long? Who cares? They didn't really make any kind of a serious attempt to push it, to pass an extension. And President Bush just let it kind of fade into history. And the public really, I don't think they were worried so much about what was happening with the military assault stuff. Because they did a Gallup poll in 1990, and 78% of the people that partook in the poll said any laws covering the sale of firearms should be stricter. 19 said they should remain the same or loosen. But by the fall of 2004, support for tougher laws just dumped. 54%. 54%. 43 saying they should be stricter. 55 saying they should stay the same or be made more lenient. So the call for the feds to tighten gun laws has now really intensified because of Colorado. Many of you have called this show, and if you want to weigh in, you can always throw in your 2 cents. I don't care what your stripes are. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, confused, sick of it all. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Since Colorado, there is a push to tighten gun laws, and that scares me to death because we go back to the pulling rights away and what happens to people who want to be able to protect themselves. I think they should have the right to protect themselves if that's the case. And this guy who did what he did in Colorado not only had all those weapons, had all of that ammunition, the fact that he had the body armor made it impossible. Would have made it impossible, as many of you pointed out to me before I even started to think about it. It would have made it pretty hard for somebody to be able to get to him immediately anyway because of how protected he was. So that's another aspect, another thing to look at. All right, we're going to look at your mail next.
Have every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gun violence in this country. But how do you do that? What do? Throw a net over people who you think might go off in a crazy lunatic binge somewhere? I mean, I think it's impossible. There's no way you could 100% cap that. Although there are a lot of people that think, get the guns away. If you get the guns off, then fine. Then we'll level the playing field. But the problem is you won't level the playing field. There are grenades. There are all kinds of other things. Dynamite. Knives, for goodness sake. Saws. Whatever you want. If somebody wants to get to you or a group of people, they will. I don't think it's about the metal. But there is that big push to do something to reduce gun violence. So the assault ban the military-style weapons, that will come up. Jack from Down Under says that he has a hunting rifle that is military-style, and I can imagine that Jack certainly isn't alone in that, so not all hunters would necessarily be happy if there was a push for a big ban, because then it becomes, well, is this part of the ban? Is this rifle part of the ban? What are we, you know, ultimately talking about? For better checks, I don't see why anybody would complain about that. Why can't we have better checks? And why can't we have people who are responsible gun owners? To me, that would be my plea to anybody out there who owns a gun, for goodness sake. It's the same old rallying cry for me anyway, since I've been doing this show. If you're going to have it, make sure you know where it is, you know how to use it, you go and you practice, and you know exactly what you have to do. People who decide, wow, it'll be great, I'll get a gun, have no clue how to use it. When they get faced with a situation that could be life and death, often it falls against them, not in their favor, because they were unsure, they hesitated, and they ended up dead with their own weapon. Now, the statistics are very small, actually, across the board on that. It always seems like it's big because every time it happens, it becomes huge news and becomes magnified. As far as I'm concerned, anybody who ends up in that situation is too many, but it's not as rampant as you would think, but enough that people should know what they're going to do. If you're going to have it, you got to know how to use it, dude. You have to know how to drop someone if you're going to go in that direction. All right, as we head for that final fourth turn here for this hour in America Tonight, let's also go to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Woo!
All right, this one comes to us from John, who listens to us at KKGM at our great affiliate in Dallas, Texas. And John says, Cater, I've been listening to you since I actually caught you by accident, I have to admit, when I was coming home from a trip and landed at DFW. I remembered you as somebody I had heard doing sports, and I say bravo to the crossover sister. I have to tell you that from a sports point of view, the situation at Penn State is just sickening. I think they should have given the Nittany Lions the death penalty, and I'm tired of people whining about the athletes and how it's not fair for them. Too bad. What went down at Penn State was ridiculous. It was a sham, and it's time to stop hiding behind weak men, and that's exactly what those men were at Penn State. Hey, thanks for the note, John, but I wonder if he's referring to, I guess, Joe Paterno and others who, including Graham Spanier, who's the president of the school, for not pointing out what was going on with Sandusky immediately to the cops. Wouldn't have been a big deal. I don't think any of you are going to argue with me about that one. All right, let's take another one. This one from The Hawk. The Hawk says, man, listening to the stories about James Holmes, I can't even barely write his name, Kate, is just so sad. Who cares about his background? Who cares about what he felt like as a child? I could care less. I actually tuned in to somebody today, and I heard the psychologist who's being interviewed talk about what a shame it was and how his childhood, while it seemed idyllic, must have had something in the background that set him off and was always a trigger inside his head. I don't care what triggered it. Let's talk about the victims instead. Amen, brother. The problem is, it's such a thin line. You do want to know what triggered it, if there's anything to learn from it. I mean, what the motivation was is a thing that nags at everybody. At the same time, he's plastered all over the place because he's a kook and dyed his hair red and did what he did. So the crazy fascination with him is exactly, it seems, what he wanted. Did he really want his 15 minutes of fame? He got it. And the reality is going to smash him in the face if this is a capital case, which I think it should be. Even though we could argue about the appeals and how long it'll take and everything else, I mean, you have your choice, life in prison and capital punishment case that could result in the death penalty, which do you prefer? There's no gray area here. It's one or the other. Either there's a chance he goes down for that long walk to have the needle stuck in him that will end his life, or it doesn't happen. I mean, there's just two choices on this. There's too much evidence, and it's laid out neat and nice for this thing to be open and shut. It's just too bad that it's going to take so long to get through the entire process. By the time you have all your motions and everything else, this isn't going to be anything that happens quick. Unless he were to completely comp to it and just wrap the whole thing up himself, and it doesn't look like he's even talking to anyone about anything that's happened here. So very unlikely, very, very unlikely. And how methodical and planned was this? And let's hope that it doesn't end up being one of these things, oh, he's insane, and that's what happened. It's, you know, you have to feel sorry for him. In fact, one of the new reports that came out that I happened to come across today is the fact that he actually sent a notebook detailing his plans to a psychiatrist at the university before the attack. It was sitting there. He sent this manifest, if you want to call it that. He sent it to the school, sent it to somebody at the school, and it was sitting in the mailroom. Oh, that's freaky in itself. Could this have been prevented? I don't know. But the notebook details everything. It details what he was planning on doing, apparently, maybe purchases that he made, how many guns he had, what he was doing to his apartment, that kind of stuff. So what's sad is the fact that it didn't get there in time, or must not have gotten there in time. There's a couple different news organizations who are verifying that it is true, because now there's a concern about, is this true or is this just nonsense? And it was unopened. It's in the mailroom, unopened, until it was discovered on Monday. And the FBI is not confirming it because of a protective order that limits what attorneys and anybody in law enforcement and court people can say publicly about the case. But the FBI report says that they were called to the university, and they were called there after a psychiatrist who was a professor at the school reported receiving this package from the suspect. How about that? But did the package really come from him, or did it come from someone else, and was it harmless? Yeah. There was some debate over that. Let's put it this way. Police took the package away to discover its contents. Wow, really creepy. You can send me your thoughts on the show or anything else you want to get off your chest at AmericaTonight.net.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.